When Posey County resident Nancy Hastings talks about her great-grandmother's role in forming the national organization now known as the American War Mothers, she has evidence that arrived in September of 1918 from a couple of highly placed sources. One is a telegram from General John Pershing, the American commander in Europe during World War I. The other is from General Pershing's boss.
The other telegram is from Woodrow Wilson, who was president. And unfortunately, of course, it's a telegram, so it's typed. I don't have his actual signature. But it did come from the White House on September 18th, which would have been the first day of the convention. And this was to the president of the Convention of War Mothers of America, Evansville, Indiana.
Presiding over that convention was Gertrude Schultz of Evansville, Hastings' great-grandmother. Holly Fenelon is writing a history of the Gold Star Mothers. Fenelon says there is a connection between the two groups.
There definitely is. The War Mothers were founded actually in 1918, and many of the women who had sons who'd been killed, and that they already knew about that, but they died in the war, joined that as well. And so they had a core of Gold Star Mothers there.
While Gertrude Schultz was so instrumental in forming the War Mothers of America and presided over the 1918 convention, she apparently did not want to continue in that role. Here's Nancy Hastings.
I don't think she really wanted to be president, because she referenced it in her letter to her son, Chester, that she'd done her bit, and she was ready to step down and let somebody else take over the organization.
That reference to Gertrude Schultz's son, Chester, is Army Sergeant Chester Schultz, who was killed in action just 4 days before the armistice was signed ending the war, and less than 2 months after Gertrude's time in the national spotlight. To find out more about the woman who experienced both the triumph and tragedy of World War I, I talked with the last surviving family member with personal memories of Gertrude Schultz, her granddaughter and namesake, 86-year-old Gertrude Lant of Boonville. Gertrude Lant's recollections from 8 decades ago are through the eyes of a young child.
What can you remember about your grandmother, Gertrude?
Well, she was short and fat and soft. God, I loved to go there. And she had a great big stuffed teddy bear.
Gertrude Lant's memories of her grandmother came years after the War Mothers of America was formed and the death of her son in France. What we know of Gertrude Schultz's contribution during World War I, her triumph, comes mainly from news accounts and national records. Gertrude Lant says she does not remember her grandmother ever speaking of her time in the national spotlight, but she says her grandmother and Gertrude Lant's mother, Lillian, often spoke of the family's personal tragedy, the death of Sergeant Chester Schultz.
Oh, yes, they talked a lot because my grandmother loved him so. She talked about he was killed on the day before the armistice was signed, and that broke her heart to think that he was so close to coming home and didn't quite make it. She used to say that poem a lot in Flanders Field, "The Poppies Grow Between the Crosses, Row on Row." And the tears would just roll down her face. And
The Gold Star Mothers historian, Holly Fenelon, says it's worth noting that organizations that came out of World War I, such as the American War Mothers and the American Legion, are still active and command respect on military and veterans issues. Nancy Hastings points out, though, that while the legacy of those groups remains, personal memories of that time are quickly fading.
As the years go by, less and less, I doubt that my kids appreciate it like I do, and I'm sure my dad appreciate it more than I do. So as you get farther generations away from it, it begins to fade, I think. But yes, it is a source of pride.
Steve Berger, WNIN News.